You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, it's post-game edition of the Locked On Lions podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you after a victory. The Lions improved to 3-3-1 as expected today. Get it done at home over the New York Football Giants, 31-26. Lions jumped out of the gate fast, early, a Jared Davis forced fumble on Daniel Jones. Devon Kennard picked it up, went in. Lions led 14-0 after one. Things looked good. Then they bogged down a little bit in the second quarter, and they went into the half, thanks to a missed extra point, up 14-13, or I should say 17-13 at the half. Second half, Matthew Stafford was fantastic. Kenny Golladay with a big day. Lions hang on and win 31-26. A lot of positives from this game. Some usual negatives. The team still can't run the football. Some head-scratching decisions from the coaching staff as well. Where was this blitzing, attacking defense all season? Where was this all year? The Lions today were all up in Daniel Jones's business. Three sacks. Forced fumble, like I said. Aggressive play. Jared Davis finally doing something positive, because they blitzed him up the middle on a couple of delayed blitzes, and it forced Jones to have to get rid of the football. And after the game, Matt Patricia was asked about it and was like, yeah, no, it's what we've been doing all year. What? No, it's not. Does he think we're this stupid? This was the best game the Lions have shown up front because they stopped rushing three every down. Every passing down for the first 6-7 weeks was rush three, rush three. Today, they rushed four, they rushed five, they rushed six. They had a 7-man blitz at one point in this game where they had cover zero, meaning that there were no safeties back there. It was four cornerbacks, one-on-one, and it worked. And now Detroit at 3-3-1 is out of last place thanks to the Bears and their brilliant coaching by Matt Nagy. If you saw that today, wow. They took a knee at the end to set up the field goal, and the kicker missed it. Didn't even try to move closer against the Chargers today. And the Lions have a couple of very winnable games coming up with the Raiders next week in Oakland, and then the Bears the next week after that. You can follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Your comments always welcome. Of course, we also post the podcast on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. We'll read some of your comments from the game today as well. Matthew Stafford, fantastic day. 25 out of 32, 342 yards, three touchdowns, a bad interception early. But, you know, how many times really have we said this year Stafford's thrown some bad passes? Not many. He had a passer rating today of 129.4. He's been fantastic. And for anybody that wants to bash Stafford or, get on his case, you can't win the big game. And today wasn't a big game. Today was a game they had to win. But Matthew Stafford has delivered all season. I saw Terry Bradshaw on the Fox Post Game show today say it. He's having a Pro Bowl season. He was 12 for 12 in the second half today. 12 for 12. Fantastic day. Only missed on seven throws. Kenny Golladay doing his thing today. Six catches, 123 yards, and two touchdowns. Props to Daryl Bevel. All right, the Lions were up 24. I got to remember to get the score correct here. 24-19, fourth quarter. And Bevel dials up a little razzle-dazzle, a little flea flicker, toss sweep. McKissick throwing it back across his body, across the field to Stafford for a lateral, and then a deep shot to Kenny Golladay, 41 yards, for a touchdown. A fantastic play call. And a terrific throw and a terrific catch by Kenny Golladay. The Lions used Marvin Hall today. They only use him like once or twice a game, but when they do, he's a game breaker. 49-yard touchdown catch. They're taking Matthew Stafford's excellence and Matthew Stafford's strengths and beginning to use them the right way. This team was supposed to be this running football team. This Lions team can't. I sound like Art Regner now. This Lions team. The Lions can't run the football. And there's rumors out there that Kenyon Drake won't even play tomorrow night for the Dolphins, that he's going to be sent packing and traded very, very soon before the deadline on Tuesday. The Lions can't run the ball. It's not happening. The leading rusher today was something named Trey Carson, who had 34 yards, actually started the game. That was crazy. I'm watching the start of the game, and I see number 34 out there. I'm like, is that Ron Rivers? Who's starting at running back for the Lions today? And, oh, it was Trey Carson, who they picked up from the Packers off waivers. The Lions today ran for 59 yards. Difference today, they held Saquon Barkley down. Now, Barkley in the passing game is unreal. He caught 8 balls for 79 yards. He made guys miss all day. But as far as the running game goes, the run defense played much better. Saquon averaged just 3.4 yards a carry, and his long was 13 yards. That's it. You saw Snacks Harrison more today. You saw a more active linebacking core. Some of the D linemen really stepped up today. I thought Tracy Walker and Tavon Wilson had very good games. Devon Kennard as well. Tavon Wilson left the game with an injured knee. Matt Patricia said after the game he saw Walker, and Walker said he's fine. Well, that's the same thing Kerryon Johnson said a week ago. But the Lions needed this game, and they get it. 31-26 over the New York Giants in a game that, again, though, too close for comfort. The Giants are horrible. We got to get into, you know, I want to get some game balls, and I will hand those out momentarily, and we'll get to that. But I had to start with Stafford because he's been great. Not good, great. He's been great. And that offensive line cannot run block. They continue with this ridiculous Kenny Wiggins rotation where a few times a game he goes in for Dahl and a few times a game he goes in for Glasgow. Can they stop doing that already? And this is no knock on Kenny Wiggins, but how effective can you really be if you're rotating guards in there? The guys work as a unit together. 5 guys on a string together. And they keep disrupting it with this stupid effing rotation. It's not working. The Lions had 59 yards rushing today. So they're averaging, they average 2.4 yards a carry. Trey Carson, 34 yards. Ty Johnson, 25 yards. Paul Perkins, 4 yards. I even forgot he was out there. J.D. McKissick, 1 carry, minus 1 yards. Matthew Stafford, 2 carries, minus 3 yards. All right, there's reports out there Kenyon Drake is either going to be traded from the Dolphins to Tennessee or the Lions. The Lions do need help, but I don't care if you bring Barry Sanders back. This offensive line doesn't move anybody. Now, Saquon Barkley, that's a different story. Barry, let me rephrase. Forget Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders would have been run great behind any line. All right? You know, let me think. I don't care if you had Christian Okoye. I don't care if you had Reggie Bush in his prime. I don't care if you have Alvin Kamara. There, that's a little better. You're not running behind this offensive line. This line has only been good at this line continues to only be good at pass blocking and not very good at run blocking. Stafford was sacked today 4 times, and give the Giants defense credit. They've got some players. They've got some guys that can make some plays. I'm a huge fan of that Dalvin Tomlinson kid. He moves bodies. But they are extremely poorly coached. And the Lions did just enough today to win. Again, the final 31-26. As far as some of the help the Lions got today, let's take you back to Pat Shurmur and the Giants head coach. Because you got it. We have to do it. The Lions got some help today from Shurmur. I mean, this was pretty obvious and cut and dry. And something I was very surprised to see. And I got to get my bearings straight. So give me 1 second here cuz I want to do this right. The exact time and score when this took place. All right, so the Lions are up 24-13 after the Galladay touchdown. Third quarter, the Giants come down the field and they get Evan Engram on a pick play and he scores for a touchdown and make it 24-19. All right, you want to chase points in the fourth quarter if you're down 8 and you want to go for 2 and all that, or you're down 5 and you want to go for two to make it a 3-point game, that's fine. But Shurmur finds himself with the decision to chase points down 5 with 4:54 left in the third. You kick the extra point. You send your kicker Rosas out there. I know he's missed one already. And you make it a four-point game. So what happens is the Lions score again on the flea flicker, make it 31-19. The Giants get the football back and are forced to go for it on fourth down with about 4 minutes to go instead of kicking a field goal. Remember, if they kick the extra point and make it 24-20 back in the third quarter, then it's 31-20 after the Galladay touchdown. You kick the field goal to go down one possession, and then you could try the onside kick. You're going to need a touchdown and a field goal anyway. But thanks to Shurmur, that didn't happen. Now, the Giants cover the point spread with a late Saquon Barkley touchdown. And by the way, Barkley's a god. That guy was juking the Lions all day, running people over all day. The Giants have some young players, some good ones. Golden Tate is not young, but Golden Tate's good. That Slayton kid was beating Rashawn Melvin all day. Daniel Jones looks the part. Of course, the Lions made Danny Dimes look good today. The Lions defense has a lot of work to do. Still has a lot of work to do. Daniel Jones had a passer rating today of 124.2. 28 out of 41, 322 yards passing. And Slayton ate Rashawn Melvin for lunch, dinner, and a snack tonight. But I'm not going to bitch and complain too much because I liked the game plan. I liked blitzing. I liked that I rarely saw three down linemen rushing the passer today. Now, again, Matt Patricia says they've been doing that all year. I don't understand that logic. How about the fourth down Mike Ford no call pass interference play in the end zone? And Shurmur didn't challenge that. Now, I know that challenges normally don't go for the coach in that situation, but you're down 31-19 with 4 minutes to go. The flag was thrown. The flag was picked up. How do you not use one of your challenges there? If you're a Lions fan, you love that. You'll take it. The Colts actually today with Frank Reich did challenge a pass interference call that was not called and won that challenge and ended up winning the game today. So maybe, just maybe, the league is finally starting to tell Al Riveron back in New York, hey, reverse some of these calls. But it was a lot of the same today. Lions needed Stafford. They got him. Lions needed Galladay and Amendola. Those guys were fantastic. I don't understand why the Lions don't use TJ Hockenson more. Again today, one catch for 21 yards. Targeted once. But you can't make a lot of complaints about the offense. They did their job today. Other than a Stafford throwing in a double coverage pass early in the game, this team delivered offensively. You score 24 of the 31. Remember, the Lions had a defensive cut touchdown with Devon Kennard, who, by the way, is playing pretty well himself. But I'm still dumbfounded at the Patricia situation. How about Adam Schefter today talking about Darius Slay could be available? The Lions would have to be really floored with any type of offer. But I'm not. If you trade Darius Slay, then you're waving the white flag. He is still your best defensive player. And I know the Lions won today without him. Slay was out, but he's still your best defensive player. If the Lions trade Darius Slay because he's upset about the Quandre Diggs stuff, then that's giving into the player. That's part of the coaching staff, the front office, everybody. That's their job, to bring Darius Slay into the office tomorrow or whatever, or maybe they've already done it, and say, hey, man, we need you. You're our guy. Gave you a four-year deal a couple of years ago for a reason. We love you. I know we traded your best friend away, but trust us. That's part of a coach's job and a staff's job. All right, some tweets coming in. At Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks on Twitter. This in reaction to my tweet after the game where I said, Matt Patricia was just asked by Lomas on Lions Radio, hey, Dan, Matthew's got all kinds of time. Matt Patricia just asked by Lomas on Lions Radio about the blitzing and more pressure today. The pencil says it's about the same as they've been doing all year. Huh? Was my tweet. Here are some of the responses. Alex Reno wrote in from Pride of Detroit. Guess he thinks we're idiots. Eric Iverson was about to say the same thing. My goodness. Jeff Risden, insert shake head gif of your choice here. What's Patricia talking about? The Lions blitzed a lot today. Pat yourself on the back, Matt. It's a good game plan. Eastside Paul, looked like Flowers and Hand said enough of this horse shit. Trey Flowers played a good game today. He had back-to-back sacks today. How about that? Trey Flowers had a two-sack game. Yay! Christopher says, frustrating that a team with more talent than usual is still completely one-dimensional. Can't run the ball, can't play defense. Just the Stafford show once again. It's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate statement. Facebook comments. Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. Please like our page. John McNamara. They won. Nice. Giants are horrible. Great. You beat a team you should have. The over-the-top celebrations of catches and nice defensive plays is embarrassing. The players can dial down the another one bites the dust attitude. Average, underwhelming team. See, John, to me, I've never looked at the Lions as being an overly celebratory team. They were professional today. I don't agree with that. When you make a very big play, you should be excited. Kenny Golladay jumped in the stands. He should have. Mike Ford wagging his finger. All right, I'll give you that one. But I don't think the Lions were too great today. Next week's a huge game. Are you going to separate yourself now and get over 500 and go on a run? Go beat the Raiders next week in Oakland. Adam Salgett says, just higher pressure situations this time, which means we notice it. Well, no, it wasn't just higher pressure situations. To me, the Lions changed their game plan today. They rushed more than three, which is all they've been doing all year. They were rarely blitzing. Leon Miller says, LOL, guess he thinks we don't have eyes and can't see that they rushed four more today and even blitzed five or six quite a few times. Yeah. It was great. I enjoyed it. What else do we got here? Sean Aaron Koch says, was just saying to my daughter, a fellow diehard Detroit fan, wasn't pretty, but they got the W despite horrid defense. Even if it's just the lowly Giants, we have to be happy as Lions fans. Our O look pretty good without carry on. It's been the Matthew Stafford show. And today, you know, the throw to Golladay for a touchdown where he high-pointed the ball and got his feet down, that's a big-time throw. You know, using his legs to get out of trouble a couple of times today and make plays, reading the defense at the line of scrimmage, finding guys. He's been really good. You can't argue with what Matthew Stafford has done. A passer rating today of 129.4. That is pretty darn good. All right, game balls today as the Lions win 31-26 over the New York Giants. Oh, I got to tell you about my bookie. This is my bad. I messed this up. We'll do game balls in a second. Our friends at my bookie, as a true football fan, you know, seasons change. Tom Brady doing his thing. Patriots are winning, by the way. But you want to put bets down. You want to watch your gridiron warriors and put down a bet. All right, we're almost halfway through the NFL season, so now's the time to get involved. And what do? You get in the game with our friends at MyBookie. MyBookie is the premier place to bet on all of your favorite pro and college football action every weekend. They always have the most up-to-date lines, most prop bets of any sports book on the planet. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and bet with MyBookie. All right? Best part is if you join now and get involved with MyBookie, you can do it right now and get in on the action. Double your first deposit. Packers, Chiefs tonight, you want to put down a bet? Go for it. If you put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. That's double your initial deposit on all your favorite picks. All you do is get involved, sign in, log in, use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate that offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today, mybookie.ag, and get involved. You play, you win, you get paid. Our Lions win 31-26 today. Detroit is 3-3-1 as they get it done over the New York Giants at Ford Field today. Crowd was great again today. And, boy, Saquon Barkley, good. Man, oh, man. Golden Tate, by the way, in his return to Detroit, did not disappoint. 8 catches, 85 yards. He's a really good football player. He's a guy you root for. I love Golden Tate. All right, game balls. Number one, Matthew Stafford gets one. We've mentioned everything that he's done. All right, hard to argue with anybody saying he is not having a Pro Bowl first half so far in this 3-3-1 Lions season. Game ball number two, Kenny Golladay. Six catches, 123 yards, couple in traffic, couple of tough plays. That one that was behind him, he went back and got for a first down was huge. Devon Kennard has to get one. The fumble recovery and touchdown today. He also had seven tackles, six solo, a tackle for a loss. He's a good player. I like Devon Kennard. I think he's a solid, solid player. I'm not going to give him a game ball, but the addition of Deshaun Hand helped the run defense immensely today. The big fella was involved. He had a tackle for a loss. He had four solo tackles. Putting Deshaun Hand next to Snacks Harrison really, really affected the game. And I thought he played well. I'm looking for A'shaun Robinson. I don't think he had a single tackle today. So I thought Deshaun Hand played well. How about the Steve Longa sighting? Bob Quinn and his transactions, man. It's crazy. All right, so the Lions are going to Oakland next week. It's a 4:05 start against the Raiders. Detroit 31, Giants 26. This has been your post-game edition of Locked On Lions. Lions win. A win they had to get, and they got it. Now on the road for the next two. Both winnable. Raiders and Bears. And the Raiders are better. The Raiders are an improved team. And that tight end Waller is scary. I mentioned all week about Evan Engram today. Got a touchdown catch. But the Lions did okay today with Evan Engram. Four catches, 40 yards. Better. That's better. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.